On today's show, we have more details on that wild and crazy Ranger Raptor from Ford and this $5 million Bugatti, as well as all the lying, cheating, and bribery that's taking place in the auto industry, coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. This bribery scandal between the UAW and FCA keeps getting worse. Federal prosecutors now say FCA deliberately tried to corrupt the union. FCA denies that and says the kickbacks and payoffs were the work of a few bad employees who also enriched themselves. FCA says this had no effect on negotiating labor contracts. Prosecutors say FCA illegally paid $9 million to union officials over an eight-year period. And here's our Autoline insight. This story is far from over, and we expect to hear about more illegal activities before it's over. The diesel emission cheating scandal continues to hang over Volkswagen's head. Germany's Der Spiegel magazine reported over the weekend that the company's current CEO, Herbert Diess, was told about the cheating software 2 months before the scandal was made public. The company is currently being investigated in Germany about whether it violated disclosure rules. And Bloomberg reports that VW is considering firing about half a dozen engineers involved in the cheating. Elon Musk hates the people who have shorted Tesla's stock. That's one of the reasons why he wants to take the company private. But Musk's actions have created all kinds of opportunities for the shorts. They love volatility. And in the last month, Tesla's stock zoomed up 25%, then dropped 20%. And now Bloomberg reports that Wall Street is starting to doubt that Musk has the financing to take the company private. If true, the shorts will have a field day, which is exactly the situation that Elon Musk wanted to avoid. Do you have $5 million burning a hole in your pocket? Then we've got a car for you.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
1 week ago, Ford said it would be coming out with a new performance vehicle for the European market. And as suspected, it's the new Ranger Raptor. We're also learning it will have the exact same specs as the Ranger Raptor that sold in Thailand and debuted in February, including the 2-liter diesel engine, 10-speed transmission, Fox shocks, and large BF Goodrich tires. The truck will be featured in the new Forza Horizon 4 video game as well. You know, we wonder if the performance pickup will keep its diesel engine when it comes to the U.S., but it wouldn't be surprising if it did. Its main competitor, the Colorado ZR2, also offers a diesel option. Say, if you think the Bugatti Chiron is an amazing vehicle, get ready for the Devo. Named after French racing driver Albert Devo, it's a more track-focused version of the Chiron that will feature new design elements. Bugatti says, quote, its lighter weight and agility, higher downforce, and greater G-forces promises significantly better handling properties. Only 40 Devos will be made at a price of 5 million euro, or about $5.75 million, and will debut this Friday during the Monterey Car Week. Coming up next, digital displays are coming to a bus near you. Digital displays in passenger cars are nothing new, but now they're making their way to buses thanks to the supplier company Continental. It just created a digital cockpit that features a big 12.3-inch screen as its center display. It's a modular unit, which means bus makers can adapt the system to its vehicles. The first units are already being shipped to bus companies, and serial production kicks off next year. Continental also says its digital cockpit is attracting interest from manufacturers of municipal vehicles, agricultural machinery, and construction vehicles. Nissan is aiming to become the third largest automaker in China behind General Motors and Volkswagen. And to help make it happen, Reuters reports it, along with its Chinese partner Dongfeng, will invest $900 million to boost production capacity 40% by 2021. This will allow Nissan to build up to 2.1 million vehicles a year in China. The company sold 1.5 million vehicles in the country last year and is aiming to sell 2.6 million a year by 2022. The plan will focus on electric vehicles and its China-only Venucia brand. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.